baby boy. Are you ready to melt for me today? You can pause this and use that shoestring if you'd like. Oh, I know some of you are really enjoying that. You are also free to use your clothespins. Then you are not free to neuter your pleasure. I want you to start by stroking slowly, with a light grip at first. I want you to just tease that cock. I wonder, is my name on it today? Oh, if it is, good boy. I do like that idea so very, very much. Stroke it. Gradually tighten your grip as your cock gets harder for me. That's right, lost boy. It's getting hard. And once it's all the way hard and throbbing, you should be gripping your cock tightly, but still maintaining that slow pace. I wonder if I got my metronome out, if you would be stroking slowly. Let's check. Is that the pace you were going? I bet you were close, but maybe not exact. As you stroke, as you get more and more aroused, just let your mind slowly melt as you listen to my voice. My voice. The voice that is so very familiar to you. Simply listen to me. Stroke slowly and let your mind melt. Such a good boy. Tell me, pet, do you like ruined orgasms? I know you enjoy it when I tell you to ruin your orgasm, because regardless of whether you like them or not, you get to obey me and be such a good boy. Submitting is arousing, isn't it? You like that so very much. But I wonder, the actual act of ruining your orgasm itself, do you enjoy that? Don't lie to me. Maybe you actually hate it. You'd rather deny yourself for me. Maybe even be chaste for a day. Sure, you'd have to deal with the blue balls, but that's better than your whole body seizing up, desperately trying not to stroke while you watch your cum just dribble out the tip of your pulsing, hard cock. Some of you like it though, huh? After all, you still get to come, don't you, my good boy? Sure, the orgasm isn't as satisfying, but after all the teasing and all the edging, you might want nothing more than to come. And that is exactly what you get. You get to come. And nothing more. Maybe you love it even more than a regular orgasm. Getting to come and still being just as horny as you were before. I'm not sure this isn't much of a surprise to you, but I absolutely love when one of my lost boys ruins his orgasm for me. I love love watching you in that moment between when you take your hand off and that first bit of cum starts to dribble out. The look on your face, the control it takes to obey, the choice that you make for me. Before that moment, you are on the edge of coming. Your body is twitching, your cock is throbbing, your hand is ever so slightly speeding up and slowing down so you can keep yourself teetering on the edge. You're desperately holding yourself back, waiting for me to tell you your fate, earning that pleasure, waiting for your next instructions. I get to see you be such a needy slut. I get to hear all your whimpers and moans. Sometimes you start to beg and plead for me to let you come, for release. I love watching you on the edge. And I know you love being on the edge for me. But the moment after, when you accept your fate, accept that you get to come, but you don't get to feel the pleasure of a full orgasm, you watch that yummy cum spill out of your throbbing cock. Throbbing because it's desperate to be stroked. It's begging you. And you hold your hand back for me. Oh, such a good boy. I can see the disappointment in your face fade into determination as you hold back and obey me. And then your face melts into pride. As you meet my eyes, as I acknowledge what a good boy you've been for ruining your orgasm. Good boy. And then you realize you are still horny. Your cock is still sensitive, and you think, Miss Wendy was right. Maybe this was the right decision. Even though it was difficult in the moment, I still get to play. Oh, that's why ruins are so fucking fantastic. Because you stay hard, which means I get to keep playing. In that moment after you've stopped stroking and before you've come, a million thoughts must flow through your head. A happy thought. Miss Wendy is giving you permission to come. A sad thought. Because you don't get to enjoy a full orgasm. I wonder if you've had thoughts of betrayal. You think of how you wanted to come so bad. That you begged. That you've been good. If you could just keep stroking and enjoy that full orgasm. After all, I would never know. You would be right. I would never know, would I? But you would. You would know that you'd disobeyed me on purpose. That I would be disappointed. That I wouldn't say good boy. And you wouldn't be able to get that regretful thought out of your mind, would you? So you have obedient thoughts. Miss Wendy told me to stop stroking, so I won't stroke. And then you don't stroke, even though it feels so good. Even though you desperately want to. Are you still stroking slowly for me? My lost boy, listening to my voice, wondering what all this talk of ruining could mean. I think you have an idea, don't you? Because you are a good boy. You are my good boy. My lost boy. I love seeing your face while you're thinking these thoughts. Showing every emotion from disappointment to frustration to pride and determination. Your body twitching on the edge, straining to keep your hand away from your cock to relaxation as you accept your orgasm is ruined. I love seeing you obey, choosing, even when you desperately don't want to. You are such a good boy. Stroke faster now. I want you on the edge. Maybe you already are, but I want you right there, riding that edge. If you haven't figured it out already, you are going to ruin your orgasm for me. Yes, you are. But I also want you to beg. I want you to beg me to ruin your orgasm. Tell me why I should ruin it. Tell me. Do you think watching you ruin yourself would make me happy? It might. You do want me to be happy, don't you? Then beg. Oh, yes. Oh, good boy. Your words mixed in with your whimpers and your moans is perfect. You can try begging for a full orgasm, but it won't work. Not today. But it would be so cute. You begging me to let you come. Only for me to tell you hands off at the last second when you've already pushed yourself over the edge. Actually, do that. Beg me to let you come. I know you want to come. So tell me what you want. Beg for me, baby boy. Your voice. Yum. Good boy. You really want to come, don't you? Tell you what, I'm going to start counting down from 10. And when I get to 0, you are going to come. Understand? You've been training for this. Come when I get to 0. 10. You better be right on that edge, stroking as fast or as slow as you need to right now. 9. But I'm guessing you're stroking fast, really working it. 'Cause I want you to be. 8. Just barely holding on, waiting. My next instructions. Stroke. Melt. Twitch. And moan. 7. You better still be begging. I didn't tell you to stop. I wonder what you're begging for at this point. Are you begging to come? Are you begging to ruin? Maybe you are just begging for me to count faster. 6. Even though you already know your fate, your whimpers and your words are like honey in my mouth. 5. Even though you've known since the very beginning of this audio, my smart boy. 4. Maybe your begging changed my mind. You are so adorable. 3. 2. One. Hands off. Zero. Come. Come right now and ruin your orgasm. Mm. Now stroke again, quickly. Stroke fast. Stroke hard. Mm. Try to recover some of that orgasm as you milk the rest of that yummy cum out of your balls. Mm. Is your cock super sensitive? Stroke your cock for me. Stroke. Recover that orgasm as best as you can. Good boy. Oh, pet. You're begging to change my mind just a little bit. Oh, I still wanted you to ruin your orgasm, but I got curious. I wanted to see if you could get the best of both worlds. If you stroking again right after ruining your orgasm, because it happens so quick, maybe you could get the feeling of a regular orgasm too. Or if you could at least recover some of that feeling. I hope you don't mind being my guinea pig for this little experiment. Such a good boy. I like learning new things about your body. So tell me, how did it feel compared to a ruined orgasm? Compared to a full orgasm? Tell me. Tell me. Oh, really? Oh, it's fascinating. I think we'll have to try this again sometime. Don't forget to take off the clamps or the string if you used it, my naughty, naughty boy. I'm pleased with you. Good job, my good boy.